you got to reach out. And when you get that plate out of that third water, you put it on that, you know, right down that thing there.
Did you dry them with anything?
You take a dry rag, but they're already dry. Uh-huh. When you take them out of that hot water, they're dry. Yeah. But generally, how you wipe them all good, put them up. And then when you put that up, you take them and stack them up in that time to safe, not no cabinet that they got now. And after that, you take your broom, you sweep. Behind the broom, that comes the mop. A mop, that mop made with the turkey tail, I believe. You've seen them kind of mop.
Yeah, yeah.
Had to go on mop everything, furniture and everything. When you get through that, you hit the big basket. Your work is over. But we used to do that every day.
Yeah.
White dish in the moon, 12 o'clock at night. That's right. And we do it like nothing. But now I see plenty of people white dishes with warm water. Warm water.
And there's something they would have that you could bathe their face with, you know, just a little.
Oh yeah, you bathe your face in a bowl, not a basin.
And what'd you have? A little kind of cloth or a rag? Or
well, you have a towel, you see.
Yeah.
You wipe your face and hand with that towel.
Wash.
But they got. I don't believe none of them thing. No, like my sister left that. It's a bowl, big white bowl about that wide, and they got a picture. You put water in there.
Yeah.
That water in there, you pour that water in that bowl, set your picture on the side, you wash your face and hand, you get that towel, wipe your face, throw it back there and take that water and throw it out. Then you wipe that bowl clean, set that water back in there. But people ain't gonna do that now.
Yeah.
You break up everything you got. That's right. And them people just do that every day.
And the dishes were like?
That day is now, same thing.
Good. Yeah, but didn't folks have real good china, good
first glass? Oh, Lord, yes, them china. That was some dishes at that time. I mean, they had plates with gold trim. Oh, man, you get
good china.
Good china, right? Cup and everything.
Yeah.
Looked like some, I don't know. Looked like it was gold to me.
Yeah.
But them thing was nice to me. And I bet you some of them people got them same thing now.
Yeah, did you ever see them eggs made out of china?
Sure, I seen them. I seen them, yeah.
Seen them.
But what's that good for?
Yeah, china eggs.
That's just the show.
Yeah. Now, Mr. Henry, tell me about what things came in that you remembered, you know, when they get stored, and get things in the store. What did, say for example, what did flour come in?
Flour come in a barrel.
Yeah. Barrel had what around it to keep them?
Barrel had a barrel hook around it. It's a piece of wood. They made them hook, just like them. Let me say it. Ain't nothing like that. It's round.
Hooks.
That barrel hook is round.
Yeah.
All right. Now they put the first one on. Was out waiting in the cookie shop.
Oh, you did?
Yes, sir.
In the shop.
Well, how they made them, they got iron hook, pretty big.
Yeah.
When the fella take them, them side and out them bowl, you stick them up, you know.
Yeah.
Get them all.
Stays.
Yeah. They're all standing up like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that come the other man with a hook. He put it from the bottom and draw it up. Draw them thing up. When you get them up like that, you know they're about like that, and they got another hook. You put over them, and I like to broke a man's leg with one of them hammers if the thing slip out of my hand. When they got the hook on that, you take it and give it a twist, going to the other man now. After the man set, just for the last hook, it come to me with that hammer. I'm going to knock them down, you're tighten them up. Well, I was hitting so fast and hard that day, I was kind of behind time, thing slip out of my hand. That man told me, hold that hammer, wrap it up, well, I did hold it. Now,